If you missed the show, check out the podcast.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes, Google Play, or online at thebeat925.ca.
All right. So many emotional stories that we got this week, and we just couldn't pick. So we said, you know what? Let's let Montreal decide.
Yeah.
And we've been getting a ton of texts the last 45 minutes or so on our text line at 925. And just imagine not being able to be with your family at Christmas. Like, mm-hmm. Can you guys just imagine that for one second?
Yeah, we got four amazing entries. One from a woman who's here with her two boys, and her parents moved away to Vancouver. And of course, it's really expensive to fly within Canada, and she hasn't been able to spend the holidays with them for a really long time. We spoke with Rosa, who has lived away from her boys and her husband since 2009, Waiting for them to get their papers in order So that they can move here and be with her.
And speaking of Rosa, judging by our votes on our text line at 9925, people were pulling for her, and she's on the phone right now. How are you feeling, Rosa? You okay?
Good.
Do you know who's calling?
Really. Yeah, Vinny.
Yeah, it's Vinny, Nikki, and Sam. How are you today?
Yes, good. How are you?
We're good. What are you doing?
I'm here at the house trying to go out to work.
Oh, okay. Where do you work?
At St. Michel, like 45 minutes drive.
Oh, you have 45 minutes. So that's why you listen to our show in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, so Rosa, you entered our Home for the Holidays contest. Just remind us who you entered and who you wanted to bring home for the holidays.
It's my husband, my youngest son, and my two boys.
Your husband, your youngest son, and your two boys.
Yes, my two other boys.
And you don't get to see them often, do you?
No, especially Christmas.
Right. And how long have you been away from them?
I've been here in Montreal since 2009 when I did the papers for them.
2009, and your family, where does your husband and kids live?
My husband is working in Saudi Arabia and with my youngest son because he's only 14, and my two boys are studying in Philippines. We all have to be apart.
So like you have a 14-year-old son that you've been living away from since 2009?
Yes, since he was 6.
Oh my gosh, he was 6. And the reason they're not here, Rosa, is because you're still working on getting their papers so they can move here to be with you?
Yes, that's what I'm doing, you know, for them here.
Ooh. Okay, well, Rosa, I don't know if you know, but this morning we actually had Montreal vote because we had a lot of heart-wrenching stories for a home for Christmas. And it was overwhelming, the result that we got.
And Rosa, guess what?
Yeah.
They chose you. You are officially the grand prize winner. For our Home for Christmas contest, congratulations!
I am grandma. I am a grandma.
Oh.
I am a grandma.
Thank you.
You are...
Thank you very much.
Oh,
that's so
I am a grandma waiting.
Okay, so Rosa, you're going to...
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Rosa, you're going to be spending the holidays with your husband and with your kids all together. How are you feeling?
We're also going to throw in a 3-night stay at a hotel and also a little something special for them to spend while they're here in Montreal, okay?
Thank you. Oh, just the thought of all of you being together.
Oh, happy holidays.
Yes, thank you. You too, guys. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you so much. Enjoy your holidays. I know they're going to be probably it'll probably be the most special Christmas you'll ever have. Good to see your boys. I'm gonna
so
cry.
Happy for you guys.
Thank you. I'm happy.
Thank you.
Feel the love. We just got a big group hug
I'm
here.
I'm in tears. I know. She's been away for her 14-year-old son. Since he's 6 years old, she hasn't lived in the same country as him. I can't imagine what the holidays are going to look like for them.
Just goes to show you, don't take it for granted that you get to be with your family at Christmas and, you know, throughout the year when you hear moments like this. So congratulations to Rosa from the Beat 92.5.
This is the Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Who comes first, the dog or your partner / significant other? You can text us at 92925. I'm asking for a reason. I was chatting with a friend yesterday. She's having her Christmas party this weekend. And I asked if her friend Ryan, whom I know, is going to be there. I was like, oh, is Ryan going to be there with his girlfriend? And he said they had broken up. And it was just last Christmas that we were all there at their house for their Christmas party. And they were together and they looked so in love and looked really cute. And I was like, they broke up. Like, what is going on? And this is 100% the reason for the breakup. She didn't like dogs and he would not get rid of his dog. So she broke up with him and they can't be together over a dog. My mind was blown.
It's different if you're allergic, you know, but when you just don't like them?
Yeah.
Like, that's a little harsh, I find.
And to expect somebody to get rid of their animal for you?
Yeah. Did he have, he had this dog prior to meeting her?
Before he met her, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, well, she literally thought that he would get rid of the dog for her. And she stayed together and thought, I think she thought, like, she'd be able to, like, woo him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And at one point, because I think some people get into relationships thinking, I don't really love this, but I think I can work on it. I can fix it. Yeah, like, sometimes with a haircut or the way he dresses or something like that.
I would think if she didn't like dogs, maybe she thought she didn't like dogs. I would think in this situation, like, you know, she'd see his dog on a regular basis or whatever and maybe start liking dogs,
yeah,
right? But I guess that wasn't the case.
There's a difference between liking dogs and living with them. Like, I love dogs. I don't mind them whatsoever. Do I want them snuggling with me in bed with my significant other or, like, you know, drooling on me on the couch? Like, no, not really.
Well, maybe a fair conversation would say I don't want the dog to sleep with us. I think maybe that would be fair, but yeah, get rid of the dog, mm-hmm, like, choose between me or the dog? I don't think that's fair.
The ultimatum isn't fair, but I knew someone when I was living in Toronto that had three huge, not Dobermans, but like the really, really big dog. I forget the name of them.
Anyway,
Great Danes. Yes. Huge dog. Three of them in a 4.5 condo. And she was wondering why she couldn't, you know, get a guy to settle down with her. I'm like, because they rule the house. Because there's no room for
they
a man.
They protect her, okay? Now, are we sure this is the only reason that they broke up?
It is. Okay. It really is. It was a big thing in their relationship. It was a really big thing. I mean, and I'm not in their relationship, so I can't say for sure. But I want to say that it just, there's no way that was love. There's no way you would give up love because somebody has a dog. Am I right?
Yeah, I hear you. I can see that.
Let's get some text on this. 92925. Has this ever happened to you? Maybe you had to dump someone because they didn't like your pet or vice versa. They did a poll online. Apparently, 86% of dog owners admit they would break up with their partner if they didn't like their pet. 4 out of 5 also say their pooch's reaction helps them evaluate a match. Mm. So when the dog meets this partner for the first time, they can get a reading on them.
Well,
which is interesting.
Yeah, and it's hard. I think like two things come in. Like, of course, number one, I'm not going to get rid of my dog and my best friend.
Right?
For anybody. But number two, I love you less because you are insinuating that I should. Like, what kind of person are you to insinuate that I should get rid of my very best friend for you?
And so, plus, if you start dating someone that has a dog and you know that they're a dog lover, you know what you're in for, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is something you're not going to win this battle. The fact that they had a dog before you.
But you said you wouldn't date somebody with a dog.
I don't know. It really, really depends.
I mean, break up with you.
But I wouldn't lead them on, make them fall in love with me and say, well, now you got to choose me or the dog.
Right out of the gate.
Right out of the gate. I'd say, listen, how attached you are to this dog? You know, once this dog moves on, like, are we getting another one?
You'd say how attached you are to this dog. Well, I would immediately not go on another date with you.
I'm just sussing out the situation like I am with any.
Pets are family, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a lot of texts at 9925. Lynn, what do you think? Go ahead.
I think that's terrible. The dog should always come first.
Always come first.
Always. Dogs are always there. They're loyal companions. They're always going to be there. And humans are not always there. So dogs should always come first.
Plus, if you're unable to see and understand what a dog means to the person you love, that's a bit of a red flag. Or if you just don't care. Like, you don't care what that bond is, right?
Exactly. We never had a dog before, and we got a dog a few years ago, and my son got sick. And we love the dog so much. He's our best friend. And this year, my mom doesn't want the dog to come to Christmas dinner because my brother has a new girlfriend. So I think my son and I are going to boycott Christmas.
Oh, as what? You should. Does the girlfriend not like dogs or something?
Wait, we're not exactly sure yet.
She's not going to last in the family. Good luck.
Yeah, I can't leave the dog alone at Christmas time.
Seriously.
How depressing.
Thanks for the call.
Dog has Christmas presents to open, so he's gotta be.
I love you. Lynn, have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yes, and if you're going to a family dinner and you know they have a dog, get them a gift. Bring them a little gift. I'm telling you. They'll love it.
We literally got hundreds of texts because we know how passionate people are about their animals. But my favorite stands out. It says, Sam, that was terrible. That's like saying, how attached are you to your children? Choose. I agree with that texter.
Ouch. We all have our favorite children, don't we? Come on. There's always one in every family.
Horrible.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay Podcast.
Helpful ways to avoid gaining weight over the holidays. A lot of us go in, we're like, oh no, here we go. We eat too much. And then the holidays are over and you're like, uh-oh.
And we have been talking about food all morning where everyone's
hungry. We are starving, like the three of us right now. These are some ways that can help you out, okay? Maybe just think twice. go on the holidays with these in mind. Hopefully they'll help you just a little bit. Be picky about the about what you splurge on. You know, maybe there's somebody in your family that makes something really, really good and you look forward to it. Just have like one piece. Because I've been guilty of going a little crazy. I'm like, oh, this is so good. I'm going to have another piece, another piece.
That is so easy to say, though. That's poor advice. Okay, next one.
Be mindful. Pay attention to what you're eating. Slow down. Savor every bite.
I think that's something good to remember, no matter when you're eating.
Exactly.
We just blow through life these days.
I know.
Yeah.
So that's throughout the year. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Plan ahead. If you know you're going to a party in the evening, eat a healthy breakfast and lunch. Try to eat decent throughout the day. Let's say you have a Christmas party coming up, or you know you're probably going to indulge a little bit. Maybe throughout the day you can eat a little healthier. You can make that effort.
Show some discipline.
They also say on this, conversation is calorie free. So don't focus too much on the food. Focus on the family and friends that are around you and try to talk to them a little more, because when you're talking to them, you're not eating and you're not splurging.
Oh, food's part of it.
It's definitely part of it. I
feel like
they're
trying to make people feel bad for enjoying and looking forward to food.
Drink more water. Water, of course, is calorie free, so keep that in mind.
Plus
wherever you go.
Plus, it balances out the alcohol you're drinking.
That's true. Exercise, obviously. Try to get some exercise in there, maybe in the day, maybe leading up to the holidays.
Every time I go away for Christmas, I always pack some workout gear. Every time I'm like, I'm going to get a few good workouts in, and it's just like dead weight. Just dead weight on in
what
my
is
suitcase.
It about the holidays? It's tough to get that motivation, eh? To like just, you feel like it's just a different time, and it's hard to like work out. And
well, you're not in your routine.
The routine,
you're
everything off, gets screwed up.
You're off work, and you are eating a lot of crappy food. And I don't know about you, but that makes me feel heavier and sluggish, and doesn't exactly make me want to go run on a treadmill.
Then after day two, you're like, screw it, I'm just going to keep doing it, right? I'm going to keep doing it for a few more days. And the last point to help you not gain weight over the holidays is fight the urge to hibernate. So a lot of it's very simple to just stay home and be like, okay, I'm going to cuddle up, watch some Netflix today. Try to at least get outside, get some fresh air, maybe go for a stroll if it's not too cold.
I actually saw another suggestion that I disagree with, but they had done a study, and they took two groups, took part in the study over 45 days. The holidays were in there, and there was a weight gain intervention group. So they were expected to weigh themselves like consistently throughout the amount of time, and the other group didn't have to. And they said the group that was weighing themselves did not gain as much weight over the holidays as the group who wasn't paying attention to the number on the scale.
Really?
But I was just like, you're kind of bullying yourself into...
No, it's a good...
You think that's a good idea?
Yes.
Sam actually weighs himself often.
Religiously,
right?
Yeah.
I hate that.
Just to have that number in the back of your mind, because once you get to a certain number... It's really tough to just see that number go up. And the mind plays, you know, you have to have that guilty conscience on your mind a little bit. If
you can
not,
lose
you
inches, though.
Go.
You can lose inches in, like on your body, but not on the scale. You don't lose weight.
I get that.
I think another good point is it's a lot easier for a man to say because your weight doesn't fluctuate as much as ours does. Like, you know, depending on where we are in our cycle, it can change 5 to 6 pounds. So sometimes it'll mess you up in your head. Yeah. You're like, what did I do? I tried. So I think.
But that also gives you more of an excuse. If you gain weight, you can just blame it on your cycle.
But that's not a good thing either, though.
No,
you know,
I guess not.
Like I think you really need to be paying attention to how you feel and how your clothes fit. And I think I'm saying this because I've been obsessed with the scale in the past, and it really quickly spiraled into eating disorders for me. And so when you're so obsessed with a number like that, it can cause some major issues. So I wouldn't suggest anybody ruin their holidays with that. I think the mindful eating, a lot of the other tips that Vinny mentioned, seem a lot healthier.
I just see it as damage control, because if you don't weigh yourself throughout the holidays and you step on before and after, you don't want to be completely blown away by, you know,
what about
how much.
What about trying on a pair of pants then? A pair of pants that just perfectly fit and
I find
snug,
clothes will do
and
it
continually
every time.
Trying those on every day. I'd even be happier with that.
I'll accept it. Just as long as I'm not the stretchy kind.
Just live, all right? You get one life. It's just a scale. It's just a number.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes and Google Play.
And listen to Vinny and Nikki in the morning weekdays starting at 5:30.
On Montreal's Perfect Mix. The Beat 92.5.